Local shares are off to a softer start to finish off the week. The ASX 200 currently down about 13 points, or a fifth of a percent. Certainly didn't receive the strongest lead from Wall Street overnight. And we've seen most sectors in the red. Bucking the trend are the financials, also receiving some support from consumer discretionary stocks. Amongst the financials, the big four banks, three of the big four, are currently high, with CBA down about a quarter of a percent. AMP, which has been under a bit of scrutiny over the last few days, is actually up about 1% today. So CEO Craig Meller announced he will be resigning with immediate effect this morning and will be taken over by a board member, Mike Wilkins, as new CEO. Challenger Financial Group, the fund manager, is up about 2% on a broker upgrade as well. Some of the better performers so far. Amongst the losers column on the sectors, we've seen the miners pull back so far this morning. Base metal prices fell away on a stronger US dollar in overnight trade. So we've seen the likes of BHP down 0.5%, Rio's down about 0.25%. Nickel miner Western Areas, after jumping nearly 8% yesterday, is down about 3.5% so far this morning. The gold miners as well haven't been able to escape some of the scrutiny. Evolution Mining is down nearly 7.5%, has received several broker downgrades. In other company news, GA Education, the childcare provider, is currently trading around 3% lower. It's holding its AGM today, and it did announce that supply growth of its centres has exceeded demand growth, seeing lower occupancy rates in its centres. And MYOB, the online accounting firm, is still waiting on approval from regulators to see if it is going to approve the proposed $180 million takeover of Reckon, another online accounting firm. On the economic front, the Commonwealth Bank BSI Business Sales Index for the month of March was released this morning, with economy-wide spending lifting by around 0.7% in March. And the Aussie dollar continues to fall against the US dollar after hitting highs of 78 US cents yesterday. Currently trades around 77.1 US cents.